Mr. All right, Mr. Wilson, whatever we want to call himself. We got Lizzie. We got Mariah. It's too late. I already said your name. I mean, it's just that. Nobody can see you, so it doesn't really matter. But I'm going to tag you in anyway, but it doesn't matter. Tonight episode is like three different topics. One topic is old things, bad habits. The other topic is one something he picked, watch your mouth. Another one is lust, love, and... What was it? Lust, love, and lies, something like that. What's wrong with y'all?
He
put
us
the
paperweight.
For what?
You keep asking me, but I'm looking at you.
Y'all are crazy.
Looking at everybody.
We're live, guys.
It's alright. We're not live, it's just recording. Because I'm not going to edit anything. So whatever y'all say is going to stay on here.
Alright, well, welcome.
Alright, so what do you want to start off with, Mr. Wilson?
Okay.
Watch your mouth, old things, bad habits. You supposed to be my co-host, so you know you're supposed to give me your own ideas too, right? I'm just saying, you're not supposed to smoke every episode and just sit there and sound like this deep voice. I'm just asking him a question, you can't answer the question. Ask him what topic you want to start with. Old things, bad habits.
Let's talk about
old things, bad habits. Good.
There you go.
Okay. What are y'all, some of y'all bad habits?
Old things, bad habits is the same thing?
No, like, okay, I mean, say
whatever you feel it is, too.
Like, your bad habits, like, do you have a bad habit going back to your ex? Do you have, do you have a bad habit going back to your ex? Your ex? Shit like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Got a bad habit of...
picking bad men, bad relationships, bad what?
Being petty. What's your bad habit?
What?
What's your bad habit?
Fucking too much.
I know your bad habit.
That's a bad habit.
That is a bad habit.
I'm ready for it, though.
That's a regular habit.
That is a bad habit.
How?
Fucking around too much.
I'll say that.
What?
Ruin careers.
Trying to ruin careers. So what's your bad habit, Jay?
I ain't got none.
You ain't got no bad habits.
Nope.
Nothing but relationships.
Wait, my shadiness.
Your shadiness. Shadiness in relationships or just shadiness, period?
Period. In general.
Mm. Me don't look at you. What is it? What's your bad habits, Mr. Wilson?
Smoking weed, as you do.
It's not even a bad habit. It's good. It helps me. Bad habits is like.
You gotta speak up. Every time
I have certain bad habits for certain people.
Like what?
Old habits.
Like what?
Consider that. Like details.
Like going back to ass.
Yeah, nigga.
I don't have exes.
Like eating ass. You don't have exes, so they still present. Is that all? With certain people, is that a bad habit?
That's not a bad. That's a dirty habit.
Ain't nobody oh my god!
Exactly.
All right.
So let me sip to that.
Yeah, I need that.
Ain't nobody supposed to eat and all that. That's a dirty habit.
All right. So what are you? All right. Continue. What's your habit? What's your bad habit?
Sexual habits with old,
you're too big for that
different list. People.
Sorry,
different
I was watching. Can I hear
from my past? From yeah, okay. Past, yeah.
It picks up.
Everybody don't have bad habits.
Nobody got bad habits.
Y'all have bad habits, but y'all not talking about
it. Nobody has bad habits.
Exactly, like y'all don't want to talk about it. That's the problem.
Blast, that's probably what it is.
No, but this is blast.
I'm too nice. That's a bad habit.
She said, okay. It's not.
I like biting my nails.
I'm not talking about bad
wigs.
Habits like that. I'm talking like...
I love wigs.
I fart a little bit too much.
I like hookah.
That's a bad habit.
That's a natural habit. What are you talking about?
But it's getting better.
This took the wrong turn.
Oh my god.
I've been eating more salad, so it doesn't smell as bad.
Oh my god.
I used to eat my butters.
Those are not the habits I'm talking about.
Still do.
I'm talking about bad relationship habits, like lying in relationships.
I meant yesterday.
Yesterday. Stop.
That's not the all bad right, habits
let's
I'm
talking about. The next time. Alright, bad habits.
Like, me, for my, one of my bad habits in relationships, like, I constantly lie in my relationships.
Bad in relationships? My
yeah.
Bad habit is.
Yeah.
I'm too nice.
Yeah.
I come out my pocket too much.
No. Wait, I said this.
I didn't hear what you said. I was saying yes to her.
Sorry,
but...
it's funny to me. I said, you turned into Batman. He's a dick.
No, no.
She said I turned to Batman. I didn't realize what she was saying because of my shirt. Yeah, I forgot I had on a Batman shirt. I said my thing was I keep shit away from people in relationships. Like, I lie.
Capricorns is liars. That's why.
Sagittarius.
I don't know about all the sign shit, but.
Anyways.
How dare you?
Free lies.
What?
No, free lies are horrible. July
pop. June cancer.
All right, we'll come back to the bad habits. Let's talk about falling in love.
Would you like to start, Kat? Would you like to start?
I'll start it. I mean falling in love, like. I mean, like, now I'm not talking about lust. That's what I'm saying. Lust, love, right. And.
Yeah, love.
All right, I'm just saying.
Wait, do they come up the steps?
No, sometimes they don't because it's, like, really dark out there. Okay, for instance, how many times have you been in love with Javon?
Have you been in love with Javon?
I meant to say, how you been in love with Javon, my bad.
Have I ever been in love?
Yeah.
Of course! Yeah. You see how silly
it is? That don't mean nothing. That's because she said,
right, Stella?
That was fucked
she
up.
She said, of course.
You didn't see her sitting right
there. Oh, I thought she said she was sitting right
there. Love.
Have you been in love, Liz?
Of course, Liz.
Of course. Everybody's been in love.
Nah, not everybody's been
so old.
You ever
see,
been in
love? You say you never been in
love. You never been in love before.
Rob probably still in love.
You never been in love before.
I said I love you before, but I don't think I've never ever been in love.
Never. Swear on your kids, you never been in love before.
So my kids, I've never been in love.
If you get jealous of like one of your exes or your baby mom to be with somebody else, you've been in love.
Have you been in love before?
Nigga, I don't believe y'all.
No, because to me,
I've been in love.
Because if you get jealous, that means you love them. You don't want nobody else to do something but you. Like,
I don't get jealous. I do not get jealous at all. There's no need to get jealous.
I've gotten jealous, but I wasn't.
You don't get jealous?
He gets mad, but he doesn't get jealous.
That is jealous.
No,
CC. What?
You talking about my bitch? I know you talking about my bitch.
What you
moms.
Said? You better love.
No,
I know
it's
you
not
love saying, them
when it involves my kids,
love
when you do some shit that involves my kids, I get mad. That's it.
Let's say it's not that. Let's say a Russell Wilson comes into their life. Now you future in the background.
Whoa.
No.
Oh, damn.
Whoa.
It's jealous. It's love.
Nah. Russell Wilson.
He trying to say he never been in love. Why are we talking about love?
This is this nigga.
I've never been in love.
This
never...
is to Drake. You've been in love.
That doesn't
don't
mean
lie.
I've been in love.
Not lying.
I've never been
fucking liar.
You never loved somebody before?
I love somebody, but I've never been in love.
You was in love? No, you was in love.
Love is different. Love is being in love and love is something different.
You was in love.
That's two different things.
How many
times you told a girl you loved her? Exactly.
Dude, all right,
okay,
but
see. Exactly. That's my point.
No. You
that's my point.
It's different. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Okay,
kinds of love.
Javon.
It's different kinds of
love. You've been in love before, right?
It's not. The matter of fact, I've been in love. Do y'all know the meaning of love?
It doesn't matter. Love has different meanings.
It's like some kumbaya shit right now.
I'm just saying though. Okay. You've been in relationships, long-lasting relationships, right? Right.
Only one. Go ahead.
Okay. You love that person, right? You would have done anything for that person, blah blah blah, with that person, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have you told other girls that you love them, but you wouldn't do the same thing you would have done for the other person that you was in love with? Exactly, that's what I'm saying. There's different types of love. You can have love for somebody, but you have to be in
you
love
have
with
love for somebody. Why would you say I love you?
I don't say I love you. I say I got love for you, or I like you. I don't say I love you. There's like emotion. Like I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna say, oh my God, Liz, I'm in love with you. I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna say, oh, I can't.
Said that before.
Not like that. And on that note. I don't remember that.
Nigga always doing it to himself.
I don't remember that.
You set yourself up for that.
I don't remember that.
Nigga wanna talk
you know,
about
hold
love.
Up, hold up. You know I'm sitting here waiting for you to say it. And I keep looking at it and I'm like, yo, bro.
Like,
you dig
okay,
your hole.
I don't care about that. But that's my point.
Like, you know you're digging your hole when you told somebody that you love them. It's like
that's my my
you.
Point is
I ain't saying I love you unless I love.
Exactly. Like you gotta
you tell me you love him back?
You never told me.
You know what? But it sounded so believable.
It
sounded so believable.
Anyway,
I think you loved it though.
Ryan, what about you?
Like he didn't hear that.
What? Have you ever been in love with one? In love, like you would have done anything for that person, stuff like that. And have you ever said?
I was in love twice.
Twice. I don't know what that stomp the yard shit was just now. But I mean, like, have you said I'm in love with you, or and you said have? I got love for you. Like, that's what I mean, like that.
Both.
Now, what? About, how many times y'all been in lust? Like, it's just been sex and nothing else. That you say, okay, it's just been sex. I don't care what your feelings are. Y'all been.
I can't count. Not like that.
I kept my mouth shut.
Not like that. I'm saying, like, when you have sex with somebody, you don't.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like what?
We're gonna be doing.
I never say I love you during sex with somebody I don't love.
I said
that
happened one time.
What?
Where it was just like lust.
It was just lust, sexual, like.
I would never say time? I love you unless I love you.
There's one person I can think that's like that's all I want. Every time I see him.
What the fake? What the fake was that? Yes. Yeah.
It was funny. Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah, her face was like.
Yeah, right as she see that nigga.
I mean, a lot of people's been in lust before. Like, lust is like is a common thing. Like,
bro, what do you call lust?
It's lust. Like, you don't see a connection with them. You just sexual. It's a sexual connection. You see a girl on the street, like, damn.
No mental attraction.
Yeah, just like, damn, I want to fuck her.
Physical attraction. That's
my favorite thing about that shit.
Okay, so you never seen a girl on the street, like, damn, I want to take her home and just fuck her.
Not really.
Not that.
Mr. Wilson, what about you? I'm sure you exactly. If I see a girl in the street, like,
it's not even past relationships. That was different.
That is lust though, because you didn't see
nah,
that.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
It was spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, no, it wasn't like that. Was it was like, huh? Bro,
you can't say lust
for the one time. But the way they made it,
it's not. Yeah. I'm sorry, it's not the way you made it.
It's still lust though, because it could be lust, and then you get the chicken, it's trash.
They use cheap stuff. They don't use real Italian, like, you know.
That's somebody you go to his trash and be good, and that's the one you keep under.
I mean, that's true.
So hot.
Cool.
Have you ever been in Los Francis?
Yeah, plenty of times. I just see kind of questions that, like.
So it was just catchy, wasn't a problem.
Like, yeah,
but
like,
that's the thing. When you just see it and you don't have it, it's different.
It's what?
When you see somebody on my hand, that's not being in love because you can't have them. Like somebody you actually physically had, exactly. That you was in love with, not somebody you just see on the street.
Like you gotta.
That's more like a fantasy.
Like you
I mean,
back,
it's both right, though. It's both right, lust. It's both the same thing.
No,
yeah, but if
no.
You can't have it.
What you mean?
If you see a girl,
when you try to talk to it.
If you see a girl with a big ass booty in the street, that you be like, damn, I wish I could smash that right now. That's not love.
Yeah, that's just fantasizing. You're fantasizing.
Lust is like, you smash.
But it's still lust because you want her sexually.
No, bro. You're
like
lust,
right?
Bro, lust is like you smash a girl last night and you be like, yo, damn.
He using it.
I would smash it again and you hit her up and you smash it again.
No, my sister should be at 100 right now. 96. It's cool. I'm cool with that.
That's basically what
lust is. Lust is all
no,
sexual.
No, bro.
I think yes, it is.
No,
bro. If you see a girl and just say, yo, I'm going
lust for
that,
that's not lust.
It's lust.
You going to live on lust for that love?
Because if you want her sexually, it's lust.
Okay.
It's still
anyway.
Lust. Because you want her because her ass or whatever she got. That's right. Lust.
I feel like it's a fantasy too.
It's a fantasy. When you
huh?
Get it, and then you be sitting right? Like, yo, damn, shorty was bad. That's a lust. Because you want to hit it again. It's not like you just see her in the
trust.
Street and be like, yo, shorty was bad.
Trust.
That's just something you have in your mind.
Google the word lust. Do y'all know what?
Do you have trust?
Do you know what lust
is?
Yes, it's a desire.
Yo, I wish we could have callers to call up.
I mean, we could have
callers.
I would go live, but my live is whack. Like, y'all probably got better live people than me. Y'all girls, so y'all could get.
Your phone
live
will probably pop it up, but
huh?
I'm not.
My live is not popping at all, so it don't make sense for me to go live.
Alright, anyways, I can't, you know. You can go live, you just don't want to. Alright, the next part. Security breach.
The next part of the same trio questions is trust. How often do y'all not trust the person that y'all with?
I don't trust no
one. All the time, until you give me a reason not to.
Well, damn, okay. Dude, on the other side of the fucking room right now, I'm screaming. Do you have trust issues in relationships?
I have trust issues, but you give me a reason not to trust you.
You have had trust issues. What was the reason why you didn't have to, I mean, had trust issues?
Nah.
You cannot just
they
not.
Switch up.
Yeah.
It gives you that, like, if you don't fold
and
your socks,
and I saw it previously, I'm not
talking
like,
I know what comes
I saw
it
previously.
If you don't put that ketchup back in the same
thing, and I have, and you know what's so funny, when you have touch issues, sometimes you feel it in your gut, and when you think you're crazy, you're not crazy.
Yeah, that's your woman intuition, though, that's different.
No,
it works.
I'm not gonna lie.
That gun comes to the light.
Point, though.
It is.
For the girls, I'm not gonna lie, because there's been times I've been doing my dirt, and they be like, I know you up to something. I'm like, I didn't know how to even catch me. Like, what the hell?
That you did.
That is, yeah, I mean, I know what y'all up, be up to. Like, what the, how the hell? Like,
you.
Nigga.
You sloppy,
I didn't do anything. I didn't, like, I was thought about doing something like, oh, I just don't.
You confessing your feelings, you being love. Usher, this nigga's Usher Raymond.
You hang up the phone 2 seconds too fast.
Usher Raymond.
I know what's the problem.
When you're just moving stupidly, like.
Always it switches up, but you don't think you switched up, but we
can. I know.
Some people don't think you pay attention like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, females pay attention to every little detail when it comes to, like, their relationship. Like, trust issues, anything like that. They notice when something ain't right.
Sometimes that causes them to do sloppy shit.
Yeah. Because y'all assume, sometimes y'all assume that we're doing something, we're not actually doing anything. You mad quiet right now, like.
He's observing, as he should.
Jay's mad quiet
that's
right now.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Wait, why you want me to talk? Every relationship, I have trust issues. Everyone.
So I think everybody has trust issues in relationships. It just has to, like, be a feasible.
Everybody has trust issues.
It ain't got to be. I just don't trust
people, period.
Generally, yes. I don't trust
people. That's just a general thing, though.
Like Liz said, I trust people until you do something wrong to me.
You can't even trust people.
You don't
period.
Have to do nothing to me.
Even
I can
it.
See you doing somebody else dirty.
Not even get it out of reason, though.
Because that's not true. You might, everybody acts different with certain people. So, yeah, she might have did that person dirty, but you might bring out another part of her that's
but more. Like, honestly, if people do their own family, like, do your own brother dirty.
It's
like,
true.
Like, damn, you're so hard to trust your brother.
What you go through is hard to trust the next person. It is.
Listen.
I trust you until you give me a reason that.
That's me. Like, yeah, that's me.
Trust.
How y'all gonna stop?
How
mean we stop talking about trust?
So we'll still trust
people. Alright. Let's talk about who ate ass.
Yeah.
What the? Okay.
You
say
yeah.
Why you wanna who ate ass?
Who got their ass ate? You got your ass ate, Francis?
I got my ass ate.
Did you get your ass ate before?
That's well, I did. I'm not scared to talk about it.
Wait, wait,
whoa,
wait.
Whoa,
wait.
Whoa,
wait.
No, we're not going now. We're not going now.
Well, we need a sound effect.
Don't judge. Nobody's judging. Don't say
that. Not when she asked me. Nah.
She asked you. We looked at you like, hey,
Ray
did. Yeah, I got my ass
say.
What? He knew already.
I'm just surprised he said that shit on this.
I don't got no filth.
Wait, did he tell you the details?
I ain't tell him no fucking details.
I don't want you to explain, but did he tell you the details?
I don't
want
to be reminded.
Did he tell you the position?
I didn't want him to tell me.
Okay.
I didn't want him to tell me that.
What the fuck?
I didn't want to hear that. I was at work when he told me that.
When it backfired.
This is
right when it backfired.
Wait.
Liz, have you had your ass ate before?
This is crazy.
I did, but we're talking about you right now.
Why are we talking about my ass?
I don't think no man should
I don't
get
I don't I don't I'm not
no
putting nobody's names out.
Nobody can judge.
No, whoever
only God can judge, Franny.
What was her background? Was she white? Spanish,
she was
Mexican.
Black. She was black.
She's
half and half.
She's black and white.
Oh, she's black and white. I didn't know that. He.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Oh, you know who she
sound like you know her.
I do know her.
She asked for a living?
Nah, he knew her before me.
So you never got your ass ate?
So no. We ain't never fucked. We ain't get a chance to do that.
Nobody ever tried?
Whoa, what?
No girl ever
tried.
Did you die?
No. I get my dick sucked in two positions. If I'm sitting down like this, and if I'm laid out on the bed, my legs is not going in the air, none of that.
She goes for your balls. No. She don't
All right, she can suck my balls.
What about
the
scrotum?
As soon as I feel it going in, I'm snuffing her.
Scrotum?
I'm snuffing her.
The scrotum.
Like, I should have known when she went under my balls, I should have just, like, stopped her right there.
Like, nah.
What?
Like, no, when she lifted up my balls, yeah.
But I heard it feels really nice, and from experience, I'm sure it feels really nice.
Like, if you're on the bed, it stops so at the. Like, by the nuts, it stops. She can't get no further because my ass is on the bed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Put your legs up, bitch.
Doesn't it feel amazing when it's down there?
When she got, I ain't gonna lie, when she got under my balls, I was like, okay, this feels kind of good. And then I didn't realize she was gonna go keep going lower and lower and lower. And then when she did, I started reaching for shit that wasn't around.
Exactly.
Like, I was just like,
it's another feeling. Like, based on experience, I've seen men run.
Yeah, it's just, I just wasn't ready for it.
Girl, first of all, no man should ever get their ass eat. That's some gay ass.
I just wasn't ready for it. It's not like she said I'm about to eat that.
Bro, that's some gay ass.
I could, like, I felt like a bitch. I couldn't move.
No.
I couldn't move.
You didn't stop it or nothing?
First of all.
Nah. You were like, hey, this is wrong.
I didn't stop it.
First of all, any girl ever mentioned to me that.
Oh my God. This nigga said he didn't stop it.
Any girl ever mentioned to me that if I ever eat her ass, I'm gonna get mad. And if she ever asked me if I could eat her ass, I'd probably snuff her.
Don't even bring her ass to
eat her ass. That's some gay ass shit, bro. Don't bring that eating ass.
It's not gay if it's a girl doing it.
That is gay. No, nobody should go near my asshole. Stay away from it. No.
So when you get older, you gotta get a hysterectomy.
What?
When I get older, gotta check for anal cancer.
Anal cancer?
What you gonna do?
I ain't gonna check for that. That's a dub.
You have to.
That's a dub.
You
ain't gonna
kill
check
yourself.
For that. I'm good. I ain't gonna check for that.
All right, ladies, have y'all had your asses ate?
Have I?
Oh.
I'm joking.
You never had your ass ate, Mariah?
About me.
What?
Not about me. It's about you.
It's not always about me. Liz, what about you?
Okay.
How many times have you had your ass
eat? A lot. She knows.
A lot.
Is that many times? Yes. You blinked just now. Like, you almost had it. Like,
she loves kill. She loves kill.
She can do it. She can't even find a number.
Listen. She not so under herself. I had it done.
Wow. Oh, okay. How many times have you had it done?
I had it done in multiple relationships.
Multiple relationships.
That don't sound no better though.
Right? Also, both
of them. How
you
know
better.
You may watch him?
Listen, it's the circle at the top.
If your man want to do this,
that's what I'm saying. Mine sucks.
There
was people watching.
My breath is hot.
Nah, that's just nasty. That's just gay and nasty.
Yeah,
I'm
telling you, man.
Wait,
bro. If I feel uncomfortable taking a shit, why would I want somebody to tell me?
How you feel uncomfortable taking a shit?
Because it feels nice.
Who feels uncomfortable taking a shit?
One day, bro. You should do it, Jay, and watch how.
What hell, nah, bro? Don't ever bring that shit to me. I'll be mad, bro.
No,
I'd be mad, bro.
Wrong thing you gonna say? Tell the bottle head to the face.
Jay, you eat pussy, right?
What?
You eat pussy, right?
Yeah, ain't no wrong. No,
what? I'm just
what
saying.
No,
I'm just.
So it's kind of like the same thing.
No, it's not, bro. Do you know? All right, since you wanna go there, pussy clean itself. A lot of niggas don't know that.
I knew that.
Vagina clean itself.
Yeah, but your girl is trying to please you.
Nah, I ain't no girl gonna please me by eating my ass.
She wants to do everything in the book.
Well, she can go marry some nigga that wanna get ass, not me.
Go get to the other nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can leave.
All right, so
everybody
right.
Want a freak, but they don't want a freak gonna do her ass.
All right, so no. save the baddest joint that you want wants to eat your ass. What you gonna do?
No, bitch.
No, she already sucking your dick. She going to your balls, and then she starts going down and down.
All right, because listen, I told you where I get my dicks. My ass is in a chair, or I'm laying out on a bed.
My ass is in a chair. My ass is in a chair, too.
There's no access to my ass.
Are you not picking your legs up?
No.
First of all, nigga get in his dick so can open his leg like this?
Exactly. My legs wasn't open. She just went. She went from under the balls, and then she just went under.
How? Your ass is supposed to be planted on the bed.
It was. But when she went to the balls, I scooted up a little bit.
What the fuck you scooting up for?
Cause I got big balls.
You should have scooted up like this. Don't go. Don't slide down. You slid down. You gotta slide up.
I mean, listen.
Wait, you was on the edge of the bed?
I was on the edge of the computer chair she had.
Why you edging the bitch?
Oh, so he was sliding up to get her access to the booty.
No, I wasn't doing that. No.
First of all,
I was getting ready to leave. And she was like, no, I'm not ready yet.
No.
So she was like, wait, let me finish. So she was like, let me suck it some more. So I was like, alright. So she started sucking. So I was sitting like this. And then I scooted up more and more. And the more I scooted up, my asshole happened
to up
cause
it felt
first of all, for she to get access to your ass gotta be off the chair
exactly.
Like this.
Exactly.
And nigga, it's a computer chair. That shit lean back. So you can lean back like this and you're supposed to be like,
give him a piece of this, nigga
have some. Go ahead, give him
some. Like, you just gave him more access when you just cooled it down.
Alright, so how was you sitting?
It's the same time. Okay, no, 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 no.
How was you sitting?
I was sitting like this. She was sucking my dick. And then I said, she said, come in. So I screwed up my ball. I lifted up my balls a little bit. And she said, I'm going low. I was like, all right. She looked and she started looking down. And I was like,
my nigga, my back is touching the back of the chair and like this. So my ass is on the seat. Like, the seat, you can't get to my ass. If I'm in the bed, I'm laying flat. My ass is on the mattress.
Shorty ain't never had your legs up?
Hell no, for what?
Never felt that good. You was just like,
you never had your dick sucked in the back before?
Listen. No, you don't need to.
Wait, but when you had your dick sucked in the back, what is the position? I don't get it.
The bitch is behind you.
The bitch is behind
you. So you're in doggy style?
Maybe. Nah, I wasn't doggy style. I was just standing up.
She's in the eating ass position.
It wasn't the same girl who sucked my dick on the back, though.
I'm trying to picture how that works. Hold up. I mean, unless you got a 10-foot dick, I don't know how that shit works.
I'm just trying to picture me as a nigga getting my dick sucked from the back. Nigga, that's accurate, nigga. You gotta be on your knees. First of all, you gotta be on your knees.
You gotta be all
assets. I wasn't on my knees, though.
So how?
It just reach back.
Your shit reach all the
way. It's not reaching back all the way. It's not like that. I'm just saying.
That's what it is. Nobody's real dick.
It's not about
real dick. Nobody's real dick. It's
real dick.
You got a strap on.
Right,
you got a strap on.
I didn't say it's the most comfortable thing in the world.
Nobody really agrees. It's not even bent like that. But it's hard.
That's what I'm saying. It's not as hard.
It's not like that, yeah. I don't know.
First of all, listen. When your shit hard, you can't like twist and shit like that. That shit gonna hurt, bro.
She must have came in like this. But she's the opposite way.
I don't think bad.
She's coming in like
this. She's facing your ass, and you're facing that way.
No, my ass ain't nobody's face.
You know who I...
But I'm saying that's what he was doing.
Mechanically.
I can't say no. Oh, I can't.
I'm saying that's what he was doing.
What? Yeah.
Mad secrets.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want your ass was flapping in her face.
I actually don't really... It's either two things. It could be...
Listen.
Let's talk about it later.
Listen. End the conversation with eating ass. Anybody eat ass or get an ass eat?
I ain't ass before.
Any man, they just gay.
I ate ass before, so I don't care.
Well, you gay, bro. I'm
how's that gay? Gay.
That is gay, bro.
Shit happens. No pun intended. Shit happens.
Hey, no, the fucking no.
Nah, bro.
We're doing my podcast, kitty.
I even nibble on the cheek, but I'm not getting in between.
What happened?
I kiss on the cheek or nibble on the cheek, but I'm not getting in between. I'm not.
But you're near the asshole, though. So.
You don't gotta look the asshole, but would you like.
I'll kiss on the cheek.
What if she get waxed so it's not hairy at all? What the fuck?
Who's gonna kill? Listen, every ass is all smooth. If you got something on, I'm buying, bitch. I won't even say.
See a little bitch got every ass.
I wait
back to
shit.
I wait.
All right. How about this? What's y'all worst sexual experiences? We gonna go around. Everybody share their worst sexual experience. Alright, I'll start. My worst sexual experience is not really a bad sexual experience until you look back at it. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, it's when I thought a girl peed in my face, but she was really squirting. This is back when I didn't know about eating pussy back then. I didn't know what I was doing. So I was eating her out, and I thought she was peeing in my face when she squirted. So...
Okay, I guess.
Huh?
I don't see how that's bad.
Because at the time, I thought it was piss.
You thought it was pissed, so you got mad.
Yeah, I got mad and I flipped the fuck out.
It kind of is pissed, so.
But it wasn't. I know, okay, it's not really pissed.
It doesn't really have the pissed urine smell.
Not as bad as real urine.
When that shit dry up. Who wants to let it dry up?
I'm just saying.
You know what it tastes like?
She do. She, I swear, as soon as she was talking,
I don't know what it tastes like, but I know when it dries.
I don't know about dry up. I know, like, yeah, when it.
It doesn't smell like no, it smells like straight urine. It doesn't smell like anything to me that it does have a tint of urine in it. Oh, I see. Maybe it's hot. It's not as strong as, oh my god, you just peed on me. You know it's like peeing on you. Like, god damn, this peed on me. You smelled the piss. But at the time I wasn't thinking, I just put the fuck out. Like, yo, you put it on, have the color as piss either. It didn't have no color. It just splattered all over my face. Like, girl, people want to make niggas
You want to make girls squirt? That's what I'm saying. When she did that, when she squirted in my face, I was like, how you get mad? I got mad because I thought she was peeing in my face. I'm like, I would have peed in your face. I cursed out, so yo, get the fuck out my house. I threw all her shit out my house. I kicked her out. I would have peed in your face for squirting in. Yo, I was like 18. How you gonna care? I was 18. This was 18. How you gonna keep a girl up for squirting? But you know, she squirted with all you or in your mouth?
I was eating around and she just squirted, yeah.
But are you gonna kick a girl out for squirting? You didn't let a girl eat your ass.
Well, that was a long time ago, right?
It was. I was 18 when it happened.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
That was your first time having sex?
My bad experience.
I didn't really.
What's your bad experience?
Well, that was his first time having sex.
Eating pussy.
That was the first time I ate pussy.
Yeah.
What? So you didn't know about squirting? Yeah, but not really.
No, I didn't know about squirting.
Terrible experience.
I didn't know nothing about it. That was the first time I eat pussy.
I can't believe. Wax is different. Alright, so, because you're mad far from the mic.
What's your bad experience? You gotta speak up. You be speaking low.
No, shut up. I'm
laughing. Alright, wait, he's sharing his.
What y'all talking about?
I'm trying to do my bad dad. Well, he about to share his. Okay, y'all got one?
No, go ahead.
Nah, I was joking about
it. Wack experiences is
different. No, it's the same thing. Same thing. Wack experience and bad experience. It's
wack was going days.
Oh, okay. Well, what was the wackest experience you had?
You sure you want to know that?
Just, what's the wackest experience you had? Damn. What kind of church clap was that?
No, a fly was coming.
Oh. Okay, what about you, Mariah? What was your wackest experience? Or a bad experience, whatever.
A bum nigga?
You say a bum nigga is like a bum
person. So why'd you let...
So why'd you let him hit? It
doesn't make sense. You scared of him?
It was a one-time hit, or it was a continuous hit? I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
You just know when you come over the nigga's house, you just know this is the last and first time. You know when you leave that house, you're never coming back over there. You know you're never coming back over. That's the time. You make the team. I get that. I see no reason why that would die. Remember when you called me and I was at Dunkin' Donuts? Yeah.
Yo, the bitch walked, she was looking at
me. You sure you want to say that right here? We don't lie.
I don't got nothing.
Oh, okay. Alright.
She saw me, though.
Well, you still don't got none of this? No whack experience?
It's been like so long, I'm trying to think back.
What about you, Jay? You got any whack experiences?
Man, like we said,
like you after you was done, you was like, I'm never going back there again.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
Alright, what was the worst one?
I ain't think nothing is worse, but my wackest one was when I was naked, this girl, she was talking all type of shit. She was like, oh, I'm gonna do this and do this. And when the day comes, shorty was like flat on her back. I was like, nah, you gotta go.
Came in like a camelback.
Like, bro, she wanted me to do all the work. Like,
yo, those bitches be the worst.
Yo, she was like, yo, I'm gonna be like S and V and L. Then when she get to my house, like, when she get to my house, shorty was like flat on her back with her legs like this. I'm like, nah, man, you gotta go.
So, wow. So she got blocked the bitch.
Like, yeah, there's
girls that really do that.
Yeah, what?
That really lay there.
Just lay there, don't do nothing. They just lay there like, what?
I like
laying
there.
Yo, like, I like laying there. Get the fuck out of here.
Sipping the wine.
Most
of
the
time,
if I'm drunk, might get nice. But if I'm sober, I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
So if you're sober, it's just like,
ah. You sober? But not sober. Sober.
Sober.
Sober.
Sober.
Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. Sober. S
crazy.
That's crazy. Girls really do that.
No, girls do that though. They
if
like.
If you treat me good, if you treat me the way I'm supposed to treat it, I'll do outstandingly. But I don't feel like I'm getting your
whole. She's a goofball the other day. So
I'm gonna lay down.
Nah, see, like there's been times when girls come over and they like you said, talk all that shit, X, Y, and Z.
Guys do the same thing, please.
But I'm gonna talk the shit that I know I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna talk the shit.
I don't want a guy talk bad shit and then the time comes and the nigga's whack. It's like.
Guys,
he was going in like he thought he was killing it. But in your head, you're like, bro.
But maybe in his head, like he said, like you said, he's killing it. Like in his head, like no girls ever said. The girls never.
What gave him the confirmation? Like.
I'm like, girls was like, you got it because.
If the girl never say you don't got it, if she's not complaining, then you. The
I mean, I'm not gonna be mean to you and tell it to you.
No, I'd rather tell me that you didn't enjoy it, because I'm not gonna keep thinking that. Okay, you enjoyed it. If you
that's why you got the Henny on the side.
Henny does miracles.
When that shit is whack, just take it to bed.
No, Henny takes over everything, and Henny sex is the best sex.
Henny is dangerous.
No,
Henny's
the best
dangerous.
But
it's
the best
sex.
No, I had this one whack time that is her in. Whack time. Nigga breath stink. Doing mad much. Look like a gorilla.
I'm dead. Yo, what made you want the nigga then?
I mean, I really didn't. It was like, you know, one of those Henny nights.
And he was just around?
He got carried away.
He got carried or you got carried away? Yeah.
He thought like it was kind of like a relationship and I was like, no, it's not. And it was bad.
I'll wake up to Advil and regrets, right?
Yeah.
Advil and regrets. Advil and regrets.
A&R.
Yeah. That's why when they say like, you know, once you go black, you don't go back.
As long as we still keep going. We. Oh, right now it's at 39 minutes.
What time is it now?
It's 11 o'clock. She said, what time is it now? It's 11 o'clock.
Time is it now, Billy?
I'm sorry. All
right.
Okay. Can I bring the topic in?
Yeah, if you got a topic, you bring it up.
Yo, I can't do it.
I'm gonna be fucked up shady.
The win. You ain't even drinking your drink. You got more drink.
drink.
That's a Chinese person.
Yo, how broke a nigga gotta be to take a girl on the date?
How broke?
Yeah.
You gotta have enough to buy that meal.
At least a 2 for $20.
Yeah, there's cheap dates you can do. There's actually free dates you can do.
I mean like third for the date to eat. Like,
yeah, there's free dates you can go out. They have food samples.
I don't want a free date.
I mean, the last I did, I spent like $75.
Alright, that's a medium broke nigga date.
The most I ever paid for a date going like everything total was like $200.
That's a medium.
But that's still
you got high.
I don't work on Wall Street.
And $50, I'm gonna be like, bitch, you better be fucking like, exactly.
Bro, I said that's a medium date.
You were good if we go to Applebee's.
Actually, I saw it was Applebee's.
$75, that means you might as well go somewhere else better.
Bro, where did you? Which Applebee's you went to?
By Port Authority.
$75
Applebee's, Bob? Port Authority.
That's why you pay so much.
She must have ordered off.
What's the most of the guy ever paid on a date for you?
Wait, what?
That you think you know.
She ordered off the 2 for $20.
Probably like $200.
What about $200 you? Yeah, the most I ever spent on a date was $200.
That's
a meal.
I did that.
I'm talking about the date in total.
I mean, look, if you're talking about date, I'm thinking lobster, nigga, steak.
Yeah, I went to Ruth Chris. Ruth Chris, what was it called?
I went to
Ruth Chris, whatever it's called.
Ruth Chris, yeah. If it's a specific date, yeah. Lobster, steak. If not.
See, I didn't expect
it.
I'm spending
$200. But okay, but do you gotta be white? If the guy spend that $200, are you gonna give him ass?
No, he's still like get no ass. He's still trying to take.
See, that's different. I'm taking some random chick out.
Exactly.
I'm taking some random chick and spend.
I didn't expect it that night, but she gave it to me.
But that's him. He's a trick.
Took me a young.
He tricked.
Okay, how many days did it take you to get them ass at?
You said what?
Oh, he's still ain't getting no ass. Okay.
I'm not saying that, but I'm not.
Anticipation.
Listen.
Something.
It gotta be a vibe, though. It gotta be something.
Sometimes guys like waiting.
Technically, it's not up to the guy.
It's not.
It's up to the girl.
But some guys do like waiting.
If you get it the first day.
All right, but if you're in the moment,
they can't wait to get it.
How many? Okay, how many? If
y'all kissing and touching, and she's like, "Stop, I want to wait," and you're like, "All right, cool," that's different.
Yeah, that's up to
that. If you're not a guy, but if she gives it to you the first day, is she a potential wife for you?
It depends how good it was. Yeah, it depends on the vibe and how good it was.
There can't be no vibe, though. If a girl give me the ass on the first day, I'm gonna be like, nah, show you. Look. That mean that every nigga that took out on the day,
but what if she, what if you the only nigga she talking to?
What
if you the only nigga she talking to?
That gonna have, you see, that's where trust issue came to. I'ma have in my head and be like, all right, me and Shorty went the first day, I spent $100 and Shorty came to my house. I'm gonna be like, what was the guy before me?
Explain
what did he do?
Everything.
How you just met me and you just well, like, hey, I'm gonna do that. That's your trust issue.
Alright, but it also depends on the type of situation, right?
Nah, I like the way.
What if you meet a girl, y'all exchange numbers, both? Y'all been talking.
Bro, any girl move you change in one night, she's a hoe. Simple.
You said,
well, I mean, there's been girls.
My first boyfriend, it was the first night, and I was with him for 4 years.
I'm not even talking about
that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know. After the first night, you don't know what's going to happen.
It means nothing.
Y'all just talk on the phone for a while.
It's about the chemistry.
And when y'all do actually it could be 3 months
later. Right, exactly.
It takes two persons.
But you're not listening to the whole scenario, though.
That means then y'all got to plan.
That means y'all talking about first day. Like, soon as you meet her, first day type shit. I'm not talking
about that. Why? That's different.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, Jay, what was the longest? How many days did you go on a girl before y'all had sex before?
I think the longest I ever went in my whole entire life was
3 months.
3 months before y'all actually had sex or anything like that?
Yeah.
What about you?
Went on mad dates too.
3 days. 3 days. You said
3 days. I didn't say that.
She said that.
She said that.
Okay. 96 hours.
96
hours?
It depends on the person, though. Like,
this
one?
You can count
hours?
It
depends
on the
person.
What's the shortest
you ever
went?
I
haven't
had it 6 minutes
later. Exactly. Like, it's different
later.
For every girl.
You can't drink it straight.
It's different.
This is my juice.
The longest I ever waited to, like, after dating a couple of nights, it's like a week. That's the longest I ever waited. It's a week.
That's or different.
Like we did two dates within a week. No, I mean like going on dates.
For me to have you like wait, like that means you're ugly to me.
Oh.
If it happens right away.
If I want you.
Well, actually, I can't say that because the guy went on with twice. He's not ugly. But
have you ever had a one night stand?
I just know that's what he wants. So
everybody's had a one night stand before.
One night stand?
Yeah. You never had a one night stand before? What?
Maybe that was that bullet.
So how is that topic?
Whoa, well, yeah, she got her quick.
That means, yeah.
Yeah, she got her kind of quick right there.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. So.
You never had a one-night stand? Wow. I thought every girl's done that before.
Let me see.
Bitches do.
I remember.
I've had...
I mean, I got morals.
You got what?
Morals.
But basically, one-night stand is like...
Okay, have you ever hooked up with a guy on the first night
and
never hooked up with him again after that?
Have you ever
buy y'all drinks?
So. Have a guy ever buy y'all drinks for the whole night and then you call in your mood and just be like, you know, I'm just thinking of this.
If you buy me drinks at a club, you buy everybody drinks at a club, and you swap it. I just want that drink.
No. Okay, have you ever met a guy at the club and went home with him the same night?
I really have not.
Even if it was like a one night thing, niggas always pull me back. Like, so it's not even a one night thing.
And to me, sometimes that's a one night thing going wrong.
That's a one
night
thing going wrong.
Niggas always pull me back. They would be like, what's up? Hey, babe. Like, no.
Well, that's a one night thing went wrong.
Like, I try to push it away and they like want to be in a relationship. It's like, but it's not a one night thing. Like, I know that I'm talking to them.
This is yours.
What do you mean this is yours? You don't walk away. How you run away?
Oh yeah.
I ain't sleeping with each other.
Y'all trying to cover for each other?
Yo, what I say is, just respond with this.
You did.
I know the game.
Facts. All right, so have you had one night stand before, Mr. Wilson?
Some of them supposed to live. I mean, but sometimes it's like, if you good at what you do, somebody go, you know what I mean?
But they get attached to it, exactly.
Nigga, what side did you just light it at?
Huh?
What side did you spot?
Right here.
Yeah.
I've honestly only had.
I don't know, some people do that.
Why would I light here when there's no bitch? Typically,
I never smoked with you before, my nigga.
Honestly, I've only had 3 1 night stands.
Is this real big?
Yeah, what the fuck? What type of wizard is that? Hey, you're not stealing my lighter.
I'm not.
Yo, they up to something.
I know
they
what they up to.
Yo.
You heard what I said?
What?
I said I've only had 3 1 night stands.
Three,
yeah.
You local.
Yeah, because I could say 1 night stand is like we had sex that one night and then
that's
we never
it.
Spoke. Yeah, never spoke again. Yeah, never see you again.
I didn't even got your number.
Huh?
Like 2-3 nights.
No. If you have continuous sex with that person, that's not a 1 night stand.
It's like we meet Friday, fuck Saturday and Sunday, and we never see each other.
That's not a 1 night stand.
That's a 3 night stand.
That's a 3 night stand.
That's what the.
I know you said that, but I'm saying though, but I'm talking about 1 night stand. You fuck that Friday night, and
you
never fucked again.
I still consider that the same.
1 night stand is like you see a shorty at the bar, right?
Huh?
You pull up on her by her thing, and she say, "All right, I'm gonna take you here tonight." Y'all bang. Y'all even got her number, no nothing. And she went her way.
It happened to me. I was 18. I was in Philly. My uncle, he brought a drink. He brought me a drink and he brought the lady. He's like, "Yo, give me a shorty over there." I told the bartender,
"Yo, can y'all bring the lighter?
Give me a shorty over there." So she gets it. She takes a shot. She cut it. She was bad. Asian as
hell.
Well, she take me to the bathroom. Then a fight break out. They clear the whole club out.
I'm teasing out.
And our man was playing pool, like that's how foul bitches is.
Yeah, I've only had 3 1 night stands. If it's only been we had sex that first night and then we never had touched each other again, that's a 1 night stand.
That's a 1 night stand.
That's a 1 night stand. I've only had 3 of those.
Three?
Three of those, yeah. One time leaving a club, three. One time leaving a birthday party. Okay. Damn, what the fuck? And I think one time over Tinder.
Over Tinder?
Yeah. The dating app thing? Yeah, it's a dating app.
I don't do that.
Yeah, anyway.
I don't do dating app, too. That shit's trash.
And three! What? One, two, three!
Happy birthday to you!
Yo,
happy birthday to you!
Yo, I saw
it. Happy birthday, dear.
It's a smile, bitch.
They
couldn't fit
bitch on it.
Okay. Don't say we don't love you. My job is done. Well,
yeah,
that's your
thank you. We appreciate that.
Aww.
I wasn't expecting that. You know, I sit right here, bro, and I'm reading that like.
Yo, then I saw you reading. I'm like, you not reading that?
I was reading. I'm like,
they trying to get it. Like what?
I see book. Yeah, I'm like, what?
I didn't even know that.
You know, when I see my name, I was like,
what? I put the wrong book. I put 2 T's instead of 1.
Yeah, yeah, what? I was like,
oh yeah.
Smile, bitch. Come on.
That's not how you were supposed to spell.
Well, I guess when y'all want cake.
Yeah. All right, so I think tonight's episode is done for tonight. That makes sense? And I'll
did y'all finish talking about eating butt?
We went past eating butt already. I don't know what you're talking about. We did pass. What hookah lounge? All right, so this episode will be up later on tonight.
I guess you guys are staying home.
While Mariah is smashing ice on the table.
For God's sake.
All right, good night, everybody. Dude. Wow, that is going on there.
You didn't turn it off.
No, I didn't. That is going on there. Like this.
Yeah,
all right, good night, everybody.